This is Jordan Seculo. It's primary day in New York, and we're talking politics today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Donald Trump hoping to sweep all 95 delegates in his home state, but can he do that? Kasich is fighting for delegates. Ted Cruz is hunkering down, betting on turning the tide as this moves across the country.
If you run against Hillary Clinton, it's going to be rough and tumble. That's going to be a tough...
No doubt, but my response in the primary, as insults and nasty personal attacks have flown, I haven't played that game. I haven't responded in kind when people have insulted me.
We're going to show Ted Cruz, who hates New York... hates New York. No New Yorker can vote for Ted Cruz, and no New Yorker can vote from Kasich.
A lot of people know my name now. 20% of the people in the country have no opinion of me because they don't know me. Now, so where we are now is we're caught in this place where my name has come up, but people still haven't decided.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Do you think that we're headed on the Republican side to an open convention, what people call a contested convention? Do you think that's where it's all headed?
You know, I think that depends on whether or not Mr. Cruz and Mr. Kasich both stay in the race aggressively through California.
In all likelihood, we're going to go into a contested convention, which means nobody has a majority. And I'll have a ton of delegates, he'll have a ton of delegates, and it's going to be a battle in Cleveland to see who can get to a majority. You can't get the nomination without earning a majority of the delegates elected by the people.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. It's been a while since we've gotten a complete day devoted to politics. There's obviously a lot of other issues happening in the world. That deadly terror attack in Israel, deaths yet reported, but very scary, and people in critical, serious condition. And a lot of talk about what's happening internationally. But because the primaries are now kind of spread out, when we have a day like this, an important state, one usually on the Republican calendar, though it's a large state, doesn't play as significant of a role in this point in the process because we're usually much closer to we've already got the nominee kind of sewed up. There are 95 Republican delegates at stake, and someone like Donald Trump, who's about 490 delegates away from securing the nomination, is on track, if the polls are correct, to potentially come away. It's a winner-take-all with an asterisk. That means you've got to win by congressional district. If the polls are correct right now, it looks like it's potential that Donald Trump could take nearly all 95 or outright all 95 delegates, getting him almost 100 delegates closer to that magic 1237 number. Let me go right to Than Bennett, our director of government affairs, because Than, this is a key night for Donald Trump and the other candidates in the race, for Hillary Clinton as well, by the way. She needs a big victory in the former state. She represented the United States Senate, but Bernie Sanders, a home stater, has been drawing huge crowds. If that's close again, keeps undermining Hillary Clinton, though she's got still a big delegate lead. But Than, on the Republican race, if Donald Trump is able to pull out all 95 delegates, he would be the only candidate at this point with a path to still getting to the magic number 1237.
Yeah, that's right, Jordan. And I actually think he's probably the only candidate already with a chance to clinch before Cleveland. But if he were to pull out all 95, that narrow path to 1,237 delegates would broaden just a little. You mentioned 81 of these 95 delegates are going to be fought out in the district. So I think you're going to see Ted Cruz and John Kasich, yes, playing in Western New York, upstate New York, but then also, Jordan, around Manhattan and Long Island. Some of those districts do not have many Republicans in them, so you could win one of those districts, or at least place in one of those districts, with just a few hundred votes. So you might see a surprise in one of those districts as well, but it'll be fought across the state for just those handful of delegates.
And folks, we'll get into the rest of the calendar when we come back from this break. We want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about the Republican race, the Democrat race? 1-800-684-3110. It's kind of like an open lines politics. Where are you leaning on the presidential race? 1-800-684-3110. We're broadcasting, of course, live on Facebook and Periscope. We'll get your comments. Logan's joining us to get your comments and questions there as well. A lot of people have questions about this electoral process in the primaries. We'll be right back on Jay Seculo Live.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
And I don't want to waste more time. I'm in a New York state of mind. So easy.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow, and a lot of political focus today on New York, because typically in the primary calendars on both in both parties, though it's a Democrat heavy state, favors Democrats, you could have an election primary, a general election, where someone like a Donald Trump may do something different than most Republicans have in the past in New York, where it would be contested. Certainly looks like we'll go through the polls right now. Here's what's at stake for Republicans: 95 delegates. Now, for Donald Trump, that would get him almost 100 delegates closer to, if he were to take all of those, or about all of those, to the nomination. He needs about 490 more delegates to get there. Right, the latest polls have him with a clear lead of over 53-54%. In second place, actually, John Kasich at 22, Ted Cruz at 18, but as Stan Bennett was talking about during our break, and we keep broadcasting on Facebook and Periscope, this is by congressional district, and some of these have very, and even more broken down within the district, and some there are very few Republican voters in New York. So someone like a Kasich and a Cruz could chip away at some of those 95 delegates. I expect that Donald Trump will take a lot of them, but the question will be, is does he take 90-plus? If he does, he's actually still on track to get to 1237. A lot of key states coming up. We're going to go, by the way, and kind of break that down for you about what's remaining on the calendar in just a minute. I do want to talk about the Democrat side. There's a lot of delegates at stake here, 247. It's completely proportional. Hillary Clinton still has a pretty big lead over Bernie Sanders, an 11-point lead. But Sanders has got a lot of momentum coming into these final couple of days. And now as people are voting, the question is, does Hillary Clinton get a big enough victory where her delegate math, not just on the superdelegate side, but on the regular delegate side, continues to expand? If she does tonight, it would be basically, I think, impossible for Bernie Sanders to win this race, barring some unbelievable superdelegate move, which would happen maybe, you know, if that indictment or something like that happened, which is unexpected, honestly, at this point. So even with her popularity waning, a big win tonight would keep her on track to the nomination. Now, if Bernie Sanders were to come ahead with a win, remember, it's very proportional. So he could sneak out a win, and it could be by a couple of percentage points, and still they'd split the delegates, and she would Hillary Clinton would still have a very big lead. So that kind of gets you to where we are in the state of the race tonight. And later on the broadcast, we're going to go through some of the upcoming states as well on the Republican and Democrat calendar. But I want to take some of your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. Especially, I know we've got a lot of New York listeners. If you're voting in New York today, or maybe you were an early voter, who are you voting for? Who do you feel the momentum for on the ground? Is it that Trump momentum that, again, the polls are showing? We want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110 today on Jay Sekulow Live. That's 1-800-684-3110. We also have some great analysis on our website about the yesterday's Supreme Court case involving President Obama's what we believe unconstitutional executive action, that immigration, the expansion, DAPA, the deferred action for the parents of Americans, which is at the U.S. Supreme Court. Great analysis up there at ACLJ.org. Logan, we got a lot of calls coming in. Let's get to them.
Yeah, but let's go to Mark, who's calling in El Paso, Texas. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Just real quickly, I think this is a super beneficial to our country because we need to know if we have a sound government that represents the people. And I know we're supposed to be a country of rules, the rule of law. But if the top guys are corrupt, we need to, you know, how are you going to get them out? You can't prove anything about it. You know, we don't have the money, and it seems like money controls everything. And it's not—it's unjust enrichment to the people on top, and it's stealing our liberties at the same time. So I'm going to get off the phone so you can take another call. Thank you.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks, Mark. I think a lot of people have they're learning about the party rules this time around. On the Democrat side, especially with Bernie Sanders, he's got a string of victories he's had leading up into tonight's New York primary, which favors Hillary Clinton, but we'll see. And yet still, because of their super delegate rule, which is all of these folks, elected officials, party officials, from basically U.S. senators on down to the, at the state level, who they can vote for whoever they choose. They're not bound by any kind of the primary votes or caucuses, and they've mostly gone to Hillary Clinton. That's on the Democrat side. You haven't heard as much complaining there. There's been the Sanders people, I think, who are, again, they're kind of like the Trump folks who are new to the process and don't understand why they keep winning and yet still have this kind of insurmountable disadvantage. On the Republican side, listen, this comes down to state party rules. These primaries and caucuses, they change year to year. Than, we talk about this a lot. Process matters. Getting involved in your local level. I'll tell you, folks, my first job out of college before I went to law school was actually as a field representative for the Republican Party. And again, we're not a political on this show. We don't, the ACLJ doesn't take political positions, but I worked as a field staffer at the county level. And I had about four or five counties under my, purview. And each one of those had different kind of party leadership and delegates that mattered. And that was a midterm election. That was, again, you have to really get involved in that level. I remember going to all those different county meetings and the breakfasts, and you can do that. And maybe this will be a wake-up call to those Trump folks and people who want to shake up the process that, hey, we can do it, but you got to get involved.
That's right.
Jordan, I think one of the things of real value this cycle has been a renewed focus on the process on both sides of the aisle. I mean, you talked about the Republican side there, but if you take a look at the Democrat side, one of the real questions for Bernie Sanders is if he can hold Hillary Clinton under that 2382 level of delegates, and it wouldn't be a contested convention like you're thinking about on the Republican side because there's no third candidate, but Bernie Sanders would go to that convention, Jordan and Logan, asking those superdelegates to switch, saying you should not let party elites pick the nominee, and that is something that on the Democrat side they haven't seen in their process for a long time, too. So while there would be no third candidate to keep anybody under the threshold on the first ballot, there will certainly be a motion in play if she doesn't get to 2382 for those superdelegates to switch to Bernie Sanders, because that would flip the nomination.
All right, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Someone kind of ties in. We got Lloyd, who's calling from beautiful Orlando, Florida, my second home. Lloyd, you are on the air.
Hey, Lloyd.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was wondering about the closed convention because, honestly, with the state of the GOP right now, I think it's going to be a closed convention. Who do you think would be, like, potential names that would be thrown up in this closed convention? And if I had to give, like, a recommendation, I would probably give somebody like Condoleezza Rice or something.
Well, I think, Lloyd, that you're talking about the difference between an open and a brokered convention. Right now, as the party rules stand, they will be rewritten. You had to have won a certain amount of states. I believe it's 8. That's the last convention's rules to be considered for the nomination to be president. So right now, the only people would be Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. That rule could be completely rewritten. It could be removed. It could be the bar could be lowered. Here's a few options. One, it could say you have to win at least one state. That would mean John Kasich would still be in the running technically. It could say you had to be a candidate for president and campaign and have actually gotten votes and enough to actually get delegates. That would put a dozen people at play. It could also be completely open, and it could be say something like this. First round, only the people who have won more than 8 states. Second round, only the people who have second round, maybe the same kind of thing. Third round, open. And Than, that's how we kind of see this playing out, is that there will be bars that you must meet, and those rules can change as the voting continues at the convention.
Yeah, Jordan, and one thing that people may not know is there has been a threshold rule for some time. That threshold has changed. That's the portion of it that changes every year or close to every cycle. That's what you hear when people talk about Rule 40B. My hunch is, Jordan, well, the RNC, first of all, has said that they will not change the 1,237 majority delegate rule. So yeah. I think that's going to stay. And I think the 8-state threshold is going to stay for the first round as well. I want people to watch Rule 40D, because that says no one can be declared the winner unless they have met that 8-state threshold. I would watch for that to be changed. That way, if it goes deeper into the rounds, like you said, maybe at some point it would open up beyond the 2 who will qualify, maybe even beyond the 3 who are still running.
And Lloyd, that would then be that open convention scenario where you could have a parachute candidate coming into place. I don't see that happening if Donald Trump's, by the way, at 1,237 delegates away or 1,100. What I see that happening is if Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are within a couple hundred delegates of each other. And as Ted Cruz said on this broadcast, he's pretty confident about a delegate fight like that. He believes it's going to a convention fight like that. And I think it would favor him. We're trying to get Donald Trump on the broadcast, and we will be doing that. I think it's next week. Again, big day for all the candidates in New York. Ted Cruz was on talking about that delegate battle. We want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. And remember, with that attack yesterday in Israel, this is a time to stand with Israel. We have a brand new petition online. No negotiating with the Palestinian terrorists. Forced by the U.S. That's what we're scared about, the Obama administration forcing those negotiations through the U.N. Sign that petition online at ACLJ.org and stand with Israel. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be back to take more of your phone calls, your questions, and your comments on Jay Sekulow Live.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. It's been a while since we've devoted a full day basically to politics. We've discussed some issues involving Israel. We will more as we broadcast during the break on Facebook and Periscope and online at aclj.org. The terror attack there yesterday, the potential forced negotiations by the Obama administration between Israel and Palestinian terrorists that we are trying to stop. Again, we have that petition at aclj.org. But we're focusing in. Today's a big day, the New York primary for Republicans and Democrats. A lot at stake. And we've got a New York voter calling in who is voting, who voted this morning. Debbie calling in from New York City. Debbie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I just want to tell you, he's got a lot of support. I also,
who does?
When I'm had a lot of...
Like, who has a lot of support? Who has a lot of support, Debbie?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You just said he has a lot of support. I think you mean Donald Trump, but just so it's clear for our audience.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, near the train. So, yeah, no Donald problem. Trump's got mega support. Cruz doesn't have a chance around here. Nobody likes him. You know, he said the New York values. People took that as an insult here, you know?
Yeah, and my dad's from New York. I can understand why he's tried to clarify and say that he was talking more about the city values. But, hey, you're a New York City Republican voter. Now, are you a typical Republican voter, Debbie, or is this a...
And I'm really disappointed at the GOP, the way they're treating Donald. You know, you think, like, this is what the people want, and they're just, you know, to me it looks very corrupt, and it's really getting me to think twice. I mean, I would never be Democrat, but I volunteered for Donald Trump. I got a lot of support. And, you know, a lot of people, they're just saying that if they don't, you know, put him in there, that a lot of people are going to walk.
You know, and Debbie, I think what you just pointed out, that you've done a lot of volunteer work, it's part of Trump's campaign that hasn't gotten as much focus. But in the past couple of weeks, there have been changes at the campaign to kind of double down on a more grassroots traditional effort, even in a city like New York, and you're calling it in Manhattan. Also, I want to point out for our listeners, see, it's not that everyone in New York City is not some left-wing liberal, that there are lifelong Republican voters there like Debbie. Debbie, let me ask you, or I think Debbie has dropped. She was, she was on the street. But I think that's just important to point out why that Ted Cruz statement is probably why he's running third there. Yeah. Is off-putting because it's not just, I think that maybe, you know, upstate voters and people out far from, you know, New York's a big state and very different. They get the New York City thing. But again, it was just maybe too much of a statement that affected too many people there. We've got comments coming in also as well. I think this Donald Trump statement kind of sums it up for everybody is what Debbie was saying, Byte 13.
We're going to show Ted Cruz, who hates New York. No New Yorker can vote for Ted Cruz, and no New Yorker can vote from Kasich.
Now, I don't think that Ted Cruz hates New York. I think he was talking about the values issue, but of course, New York plays an important role and has 95 delegates at stake and has elected Republican governors, Republican mayors. Yes, on the more moderate side, but still an important part of the Republican Party because you got to be able to win general elections. And I'm not sure why he said they can't vote for John Kasich. He has not made comments negative about anyone, basically. But again, it is a vote that you can question the impact of that. It really just pushes towards that convention scenario. Let's get more phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we have another half hour of the broadcast. And this is the day to talk politics. So get it out if you're frustrated, if you have questions, if you want to tell us who you're supporting. Let me just go through some of the states coming up quickly. So if you're in any of these, we really want to hear from you too. 1-800-684-3110. New York today. And then next week, a week from today, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. Out of those, Pennsylvania, a big one with 71 delegates at stake. And then you move into the and Rhode Island. A week later, you get Indiana, Nebraska, West Virginia is still coming up, Oregon, Washington State. And this is the key, the final date, June 7th. If anybody's going to get to 1237, and the only person it looks like could actually do that would be Donald Trump if he's getting big victories along the way. You've got California with 172 at stake, and then Montana, New Jersey, where you'd think Trump would be very popular as well, New Mexico, and South Dakota. That's the remainder of the Republican calendar. Let's get comments and questions and as well. We could take calls as well, Logan.
All right, let's go ahead. Yeah, let's take a call. Let's go to Christopher in Van Nuys, California. Thanks for holding, Christopher. You're on the air.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you guys. I had a question. Who of the Republican candidates do you think has the best chance against Hillary and or Bernie? Which one has the most staying power, I guess?
Well, you know, Christopher, each of us on this broadcast have different personal views of the candidates we support. I can tell you that. And we won't on this broadcast, nor will the ACLJ, tell people who to vote for. I think there's plus and minuses on for each of the candidates. Let me ask you, Christopher, how are you feeling? What do you think? Who do you think could be the best person?
I think Trump has the best chance to win. Okay. I don't think he makes the best candidate for the Republican Party at all.
But you think he has a chance at winning because he maybe broadens the playing field out?
Yeah, I agree with you there. Hey,
Christopher, yes. I got a question for you. So is the fact that you think he has a better chance of winning, is that swaying the way you're voting or you voted?
No, I haven't voted. I'm in California. You know, hearing from what I hear people in New York say, it sounds like if he comes to California, he could, you know, take all those delegates.
Yeah, it's a winner.
And then
winner take
the majority, all. And then where do we go from there? A contested convention?
It depends on how he's done in those states before and on that date. He could be very close to 1237. Christopher, remember, in California, it is a closed primary. I'm not sure of the exact rules there about when you have to register as a Republican or Democrat. Even sometimes some of these closed are same day, 1 month out. But make sure, I think you've still got time as of right now, that you're registered correctly so that you can participate in that, in what will be a very important and hasn't been in a long time. So for all of you California listeners out there, you really can have an impact in this election, both the Republican and Democrat side. Logan, we got a good question on Facebook.
Yeah, we got a couple of good ones. This one, they've been pouring in. This one's from Deborah. She said, exactly who are the delegates? We hear about them, but who elects them? Where do they come from? Where do these delegates come from?
Yeah. Each state is a little different, but party leadership. So there's delegates, for instance, your members of Congress, your U.S. senators, typically governors that are from the party, elected officials. And then the people that are selected at the county convention level and state convention level. So that's the kind of as much in the weeds as I want to get. So it goes from people kind of at the top of the party in the state to grassroots activists who run as to be delegates, actually, for the convention. And those are the people that you see on the floor of the Republican and Democrat national conventions standing by each of their states.
All right, we only have a minute left in the broadcast. For those who don't get the full hour of Jay Sekulow Live, we do an additional extra half an hour, and you can be a part of that many different ways. If you're on Sirius XM, lock it in. You're good there. If you're listening to us on one of our conservative talk stations, most of those carry the full hour. However, if you're listening live right now, you can join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, Periscope, search for Jay Sekulow, or on ACLJ.org. You'll see a multi-camera style, shoot there right now. The lines are jammed. We're going to get to as many calls as possible. We'll be taking more calls still at 1-800-684-3110. And again, if you want to hear the rest of the show, be a part of it, communicate, be a part of the rest of the broadcast, go to Facebook or Periscope. Get your comments in that way or give us a call at 1-800-684-3110 and visit ACLJ.org. We'll be right back with the second half hour. Jay Sekulow.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes.
You know, usually on a political Tuesday, an election day, we wouldn't be focusing on a New York, but we wanted to take today to really get back into politics and kind of set the stage of where the race stands on both the Republican and Democrat side, because in this race, literally every state matters. Usually at this point, the nominee has basically been selected, so there still are primaries and caucuses, but some states that don't always get a lot of political attention are getting that. In states like New York, and then as far down the calendar as states like California, June 7th, who are, you know, where there's going to be operatives in such a huge state like that with so many delegates at stake, 172 and 95 tonight in New York. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Current polls show Donald Trump with a potentially big enough lead to take maybe all 95 delegates. It's winner take all if you win by the congressional district makeup. So there are ways for both Kasich and Cruz to pick away at that by, you know, a few. But I think Donald Trump's probably on track for at least 85 plus. If something were to not, if he weren't there, if I'd say under 85, then again, it just pushes us closer to that convention scenario where no one is really has that path to 1237. But if he gets 90, 95, he's still got a path, but he's got a lot in his way, a plenty of in his way to actually get to that number. I think more likely that we're heading to some kind of convention scenario at this point. I wouldn't have said that a couple of months ago. Let's go right back to the phones. Logan, I know we've got some more New York callers calling in, and they're voting today.
That's right. Getting a lot of calls from New York. Brooklyn is representing a couple lines right now, so let's go to our first one. Let's go to AG, who's calling in from Brooklyn on line four. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hi, Derek. Yes, I'm AG. Yeah, I'm calling to call to support Ted Cruz. When he said about the New York values, he's really touched the true Christian, the true evangelical Christian, because when De Blasio, the mayor, and the Cuomo, the governor, they pushed down on the gay stuff on the Christian, and they did not allow us to vote on it. They just passed it,
In general, your comments are you support Cruz and you actually agree with his comments, something that honestly I was even a little taken aback by, but you agree with sort of the New York values statement that he made.
That's exactly what he's saying.
The political values.
Yes. And Trump was never a conservative. Trump just put his candidacy recently. Yeah. He supports.
No, I got you. I got you. Let me say, I think that what you're saying there in the political values, I think that that's one statement. I think the way Ted Cruz said it was what has upset some of the other Republican voters in New York, because there are plenty of them, even in the city and in the boroughs, not just upstate, not just outside Manhattan and outside New York City, who are Republicans, who have been lifelong Republicans. And I'm sure they disagree with the liberal policies that some New York politicians have put in place, like we disagree with a lot of liberal policies. And it's a tough state for conservatives. Let me tell you, we have a lot of litigation coming out of New York, especially on the life issue with crisis pregnancy centers, the pro-life pregnancy centers. We talked about that on the show. So, yes, it's true. It's a tough state for Christians. A lot of the cases come out of there about facilities being used, the school facilities being used for churches on the weekends where they allow other events, things like that. So, yes, I agree with our caller that there are things about New York, obviously, that kind of pushes that envelope. We're going to get more of your phone calls. We come back from the break. We got some more calls coming in from New York. Alan, we're going to get to you right when we come back from this break, because we want to hear from you as well as a New York voter. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We have a petition online at aclj.org to stand with Israel. We don't want the U.S. forcing Israel via the United Nations into forced negotiations, which we can say that the Palestinian terrorist, especially after that terror attack yesterday in Jerusalem. We'll be playing some of that during our break as we broadcast live continuously on Facebook and Periscope. We'll be right back. Go to aclj.org and sign that petition. Talk to you in a minute.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
All right, folks, this is Political Day on Jay Sekulow Live because of the very important New York primary, and we got a lot of phone calls, and we're going to jump right into them. Logan, let's go to the phones.
Alan's calling from Brooklyn, who I think will disagree a little bit with our last Brooklyn caller. Alan, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And, I voted Democratic all my life, and all of a sudden I realized that they're not really upholding my beliefs. And when they put in same-sex marriage and abortion, I turned my mind around, and I'm leaning more now to the Republican. And there's no other one that I would vote for, but the one who I believe is going to landslide everything is Donald Trump. The people are upset. I'm upset at the politicians. The politicians are doing nothing. They're sitting here. They're getting paid big salaries, and they're not putting out good legislation for us. The Republicans are fighting. They don't want to okay anything that the Democrats put in. I heard the head of the Republican Party say, we're not going to accept anything Obama puts in. But still,
let me ask you, Alan, so did you change your party registration so you could vote for Donald Trump?
I will before the time is elapsed. I definitely
and
will.
And vote the primary.
What's that?
So did you not? Did you vote in the primary today, or are you talking about the general?
I didn't vote. Can I vote Republican?
And if you're registered Democrat, I don't believe you can unless you had switched for that. Which, hey, it's not just you. I think it was also some of the Trump family members that did the same thing. So
no
worries,
that's true,
Alan.
Alan, you may want to go check your polling location. See, I mean, maybe you could see where you were registered. Just because you voted primarily for Democrats in the past doesn't mean you're necessarily. Way back when you registered, that's who you registered with. So just go check. I mean, I would always go check and see. Sometimes they allow provisional ballots as well. So you still got time today. The polls don't close there till 9 p.m. Eastern time. I think what Alan brought up was interesting. He is one of those key Trump crossover voters, lifelong Democrat. He's not saying it's just because of Donald Trump, by the way. Some of the liberal issues that have just come to light more and more, some of our callers have already talked about today. But one of those key crossover voters that Donald Trump would be counting for, especially into the general election. Logan, back to the phones.
Yeah, let's go back to the phones. Do we have Joseph? Is he ready? All right, Joseph, thanks for holding. Calling from California. We'll hold half an hour. Thanks a lot, Joseph, for holding. You're
let's
on the air.
Let's give Joseph a book. So, Joseph, after you're on, we're going to make sure we get you a copy of Undemocratic. And so hang on so we can get your address. But,
I'll sign.
But please, with your comments and your question.
Oh, thank you. Right now?
No, after you're on the air, we'll put you back on
hold.
Oh,
we're not on yet. Okay.
No, you're on now. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning. I just wanted to, so we're on the radio now.
We are on the radio.
Okay.
2 million people are listening to
you
right now.
If you were a lawyer and you had to draw some conclusions about Cruz and Trump, you would have to, and you made a list of things. Cruz is a proven constitutionalist, okay? He knows the Constitution inside and out. Trump does not. Cruz is a Christian. Trump claims to be, now he's a Presbyterian. And people don't realize that Presbyterians are pro-abortion, gay marriage, illegal immigration, all that stuff. And Cruz...
I would say that, listen, there's definitely a strain of that within the Presbyterian denomination specifically, but not all. So I think that, you know, you don't want to be too broad. It's a mainline denomination, yeah. So more middle of the road, but
our
not all
Presbyterians. Presbyterian.
Yeah, not all Presbyterians are liberals. But yeah, some of the church policies are more mainline, or just not a lot of strict positions on that. So it's up to more the individuals. But go ahead, Joseph. I mean, I get what you're saying, though. I think that when it comes down to the issue of faith, obviously, Ted Cruz, if you're a faith voter, and that's the number one issue, and for Christian voters, that's not usually, we're not picking, you know, pastors in chief, but commanders in chief. But again, I think what you've been kind of put off by is some of the how Trump has played that up and maybe hasn't doesn't really understand even what he's talking. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I just still let the religious thing go right now. And another thing that bothers me is all the bankruptcies there's four. I know that's, people say, well, he has to do it. Well, if you're always crowing about how much money you have, why don't you just pay the bill? So, and then the Vera Cooking incident, where Trump got his buddies in the New Jersey government to get a eminent domain to remove this woman from her property to make the parking lot bigger on the casino. Now, I don't think that's right either. And then that casino ended up going bankrupt. And then people are overly impressed by money, okay? And
I got you. I got you. Listen, Joseph, we get you. And listen, make sure you're going to be voting in California. It's going to be pivotal. 172 delegates at stake. That's the final day of the primaries in the Republican race, June 7th. It is closed, so make sure that you're registered correctly so that you can vote in that primary. Logan, let's get back to the phones.
Yeah, let's take another call. Let's go to Scott, also calling from Orlando, Florida. Scott, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Hey, sir. My thing is this. We see the attack that America is taking on religious freedom, our rights, infringement. We see these attacks. There's something in Texas right now with the President Obama trying to override the Constitution again. We need a constitutionalist. Not only do we need a constitutionalist, I heard you say something a second ago where you said that we're looking for not a pastor-in-chief but a commander-in-chief.
Yeah, I think that that's right. I think that that's true, is that you are looking for someone that is a going to be a good commander-in-chief, not necessarily someone who you'd want to be your pastor. That being said, they have to have other good values, Scott. I mean, you still want them to have, I think, a good value set, someone that you could trust, someone that you believe, and someone that you know is going to face very difficult situations, for instance, domestically or with our economy, and in foreign policy, dealing with the terrorism and the threat from ISIS. That is going to be up to the next president. But I think that you're right to some extent. But Donald Trump has been proving himself throughout this. I don't want to take that away. I mean, he entered into a presidential race. He is stuck with it. He is in the lead. And it looks like he will have a pretty good victory tonight.
That's right. And you know, Bonnie just came in. She said that, I think this is something a lot of people are running into. We obviously get a lot of Trump callers. We have some that are still on hold. But they kind of, I feel like it runs in circles and packs. Like this woman just said, Bonnie said, I'm old and tough and I'm not for Trump at all. And neither is a single person I know. This is just not making any sense in the election. I think that is interesting to say. It's like New York. New York is obviously going to be highly for Trump. And then there's pockets where people don't know anyone who supports Donald Trump. So it's an odd situation that we're in this year. This one came in from Randy. He just said, my question is, does our vote really count in the end this year? And that is something that I think a lot of people are concerned about, because much like we kind of brought up before, much like how the Electoral College was kind of made prevalent due to Bush v. Gore, now we're seeing the situation with the delegates becoming the same type of thing when we head into the convention.
Yeah, exactly right. And listen, I mean, we're going to see exactly how this all plays out. Than Bennett's still joining us. And Than, this is, again, we want to get down into the rules again. Rules will be written for this convention. People will be likely upset on both sides, more mainstream Republicans, the new kind of people that moved on into the party with Trump, and even Cruz supporters as well. Because the question will be, is it going to be a Cruz-Trump, or are we going to end up with maybe a round one, round two Cruz-Trump? And if neither one can get to 1237, and then we really have an open convention where it could literally be anyone nominated.
All right. We
I think so much of it depends, Jordan, on what that number is that Donald Trump heads to Cleveland with. I mean, if he heads in with less than 1,100, then I think you have virtually an ironclad guarantee that there will be subsequent rounds. Then there will be all that attention on the Rules Committee and what threshold rule they will write to tell what candidates are eligible on which ballots. But if he goes to Cleveland, Jordan, with close to 1,200 delegates, and there are somewhere between 200 and 250 unbound delegates to try to win, he's going to get 1237 on that first ballot. So before we can even pay attention to the Rules Committee, we have to know what Donald Trump is heading to Cleveland with. And if he's close enough to that threshold, then the Rules Committee becomes, frankly, pretty irrelevant.
All right. Logan, let's try to take one more call before the break.
All right, one more call before the break. Next segment is a rapid-fire round, so get your questions in as we go to break. Let's go to Joe in California.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm calling up because we're supporting Ted Cruz over here, and I think a lot of the Republicans, especially new Republicans that are coming into the party over here, need to know that Ted Cruz is a man that you can vote for. He's not somebody that just spouts out hate. He's actually somebody that has a lot of experience, and he supports Israel, and he supports our Christian values. And that's
I think that you know, for those two statements, absolutely true. Ted Cruz is a strong supporter of Israel and certainly of Christian values. It will be up to the people of California. I think right now Donald Trump holds a lead there. It's a huge state, so it's pretty difficult to poll, but it's going to play a critical role because the final day of the process on June 7th, Joe, you make sure, too, that you're registered correctly with their party so that you can cast your vote if you're going to vote for Ted Cruz. Make sure you're registered correctly. We're going to take more of your calls on politics in the Today New York primary day. Call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Remember, also, we keep broadcasting Facebook and Periscope through the breaks, and you can get your comments there as well on Facebook and Periscope. We have a petition online after that terror attack in Israel yesterday. No forced negotiation with terrorists. Sign it at aclj.org. We'll be right back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Whether it's working to protect Americans from the dangers of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians, to defending life at the U.S. Supreme Court, to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms, we could not do this work without you, without your support. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. $25 becomes $50. A $100 gift becomes $200. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255
or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is the Rapid Line segment of the broadcast where we will take as many calls as possible. So give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. A huge political day, and not typically so. New York primary for both Republicans and Democrats. Quickly, on the Republican side, the question, does Donald Trump take all 95 delegates or 90-plus delegates? He could take winner take all. That would give him some big momentum. He's had some difficult time over the last couple of weeks. Ted Cruz has been picking up delegates at these conventions and some victories in other states as well, like Wisconsin. So this is when Donald Trump really needs to get back on a roll, as we have some Northeast states and Mid-Atlantic states coming up next. On the Democrat side, it's Hillary Clinton needs a big victory. There's 290, I think, delegates at stake there. It's proportional, so it's all about how big your margin of victory is. And Bernie Sanders seems to be surging a bit. We will see tonight. If she wins big, I think she continues on that path to the nomination because they're superdelegates. If he is able to eke out a victory, that race continues, and I think those superdelegates maybe put into question a bit. So we will see on both, but let's get right to the phone calls.
Yep, let's go on. Let's get someone from New York. Jessica in Buffalo. Upstate, you're on the air. You there, Jessica?
Yes, hi. Long-time supporter of ACLJ. Thank you so much for all you do. I'm in New York. I'm in Buffalo, and I listen to your broadcast almost daily. Have been really undecided. I guess I would say I was leaning toward Cruz all along, and really up until this morning, undecided still. I have not voted, but I decided on Trump.
So you are going to vote today. Make sure you get out and vote today. You got till 9 p.m. Eastern time. What made you decide between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz? What made you decide for Trump?
You know, I think I really loved Ben Carson. I respect him greatly.
So,
and I think
so his endorsement mattered. His endorsement really, you know, that's interesting, Jessica, because in this process, we've heard a lot of people say endorsements may not be so important, but you're one of those callers. Again, you're right on the line between Cruz and Trump. And so for you, Dr. Carson is a good friend of ours, this broadcast, but also a personal friend as well. His endorsement of Donald Trump really was the reason why you ultimately decided that later today you're going to be casting your vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I felt like he was the most trustworthy candidate up there out of the 17. I felt like he was the one that I trusted the most, that had the most integrity. And so, yeah, I mean, I think it came down to his endorsement for me. So,
very interesting. Well, Jessica, we appreciate your phone call. Make sure you can get out and vote before 9 p.m. Eastern time today. Let's get back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 in this rapid-fire segment.
That's right. A couple lines are open right now. 1-800-684-3110. If you call in now, we will get you on the show. Elvira is calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on the air, Elvira.
Hi, hi, everybody. Hey, first of all, I want to say that I'm a Christian. I'm a member of Jay Sekulow, and I have traveled different places. I have traveled to Israel. And great. I travel to Mexico constantly every 3 months because my dad has property over there. And sure. Anyway, I was talking about Americans are very naive because they don't go out of the borders, well, out of here, of the country. And in Mexico right now has grown so much. Just yesterday in the Spanish news, they were offering that they need people to go work in Sonora, Mexico. They have thousands of jobs. I went to Aguascalientes. They have the Nissan plant over there. They have the Kia plant in Monterrey, Mexico. It's booming. They have Costco, Sam's Clubs, everything in Mexico. People don't realize here the Americans that we're losing our country. I'm a Mexican-American, but I do not want to go live in Mexico. And people don't realize what we're doing to our own country. And if we don't vote for Trump, We lost this country. I'm sorry to say that, but go to Mexico.
I'm not trying to cut you off, but I think you're interested because you're a Mexican American, and Donald Trump's been heavily criticized by Hispanics. I know I spent a lot of time in South Florida, in Miami specifically, and the Hispanic community is pretty uncomfortable with some of his comments. You seem like someone who is not. You have not been, or maybe did you think maybe some of them went too far, but he was pretty much accurate?
Yes, he's very accurate. He's very accurate. I just went to El Salvador, and I couldn't go because my husband's from over there. I couldn't even go out of the house after dawn because of the Mara. You know what I'm talking about, the gangs. And the gangs are coming over here now. And people, I don't understand why people are saying that we discriminate just because we're saying the truth.
Yeah, well, Alvaro, you know what? Your kind of voice is what matters here. More folks like you need to speak up to say, hey, you can talk about the border, you can talk about issues with Mexico, and you're not trying to label all Hispanic people or Mexicans as a certain way, but just speaking out about what's in the best interest of the United States, and that includes people like you, Mexican-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, which there are millions of in our country.
All
back
right
to the phones.
Yep, we got three calls in 3 minutes. Let's see what we can do. John's calling in Washington. You're on the air. John, you there?
Hello, yes. Thank
Go
you
ahead
for
quickly
taking my call. What a great job you all do there on behalf of Israel and righteousness.
Thanks so much, John.
I think who we get in the White House determines how well Israel is treated.
Well, I think that, listen, you're absolutely right. Elections have consequences. So if you like how Israel's been treated with President Obama, you're probably leaning more left. And listen, Hillary Clinton has taken a stronger pro-Israel position than President Obama, but she supports the Iran deal. Neither leading Republican candidates, Ted Cruz or Donald Trump, do. For me, that's kind of a make-or-break issue when it comes to the support of Israel. You can talk all you want about Israel being able to defend itself, but if you agree with that program, which allows Iran to be on a path to a nuclear weapon, I think that puts your support for Israel into question,
right,
regardless of your rhetoric.
All right, moving on. David in Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yeah, okay. Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just want to respond to a couple of calls that I heard earlier. You know, who's the best candidate for the job? I think that we're looking at who's the best, worst candidate for the job. I mean, we have some candidates here. I really don't trust them all. I think Donald Trump is the best representative of the people, because he has a job. He started with nothing or a lot, but made a whole lot more. He's better represented by the people, which is what the government should be, a representative of the people. Get rid of the lawyers. Hillary Clinton is the epitome of what everybody thinks bad about lawyers. They couldn't tell the truth if you had a gun to their head.
Right, David, you must not listen to this broadcast and know that it's hosted by lawyers, but other than that, I hope you enjoy your time. Thanks for calling in. I don't think we're dealing with the worst of the best or the best of the worst here. Ted Cruz, obviously very accomplished Supreme Court lawyer. He may not like the L word there, but Supreme Court lawyer. And obviously, you know, went to Harvard, I believe. Went to Harvard.
Princeton, Harvard, Harvard. Solicitor General in Texas, and a U.S. Senator. Let's go to Victor in Charlotte. Last call of the day. Victor, we got 50 seconds left, but I wanted to answer your question.
Hey, guys, I just became an American citizen. And
hey,
I want
congratulations.
To know how can I become a delegate for,
okay,
for
so
the mayor,
this would be
a
next,
super delegate.
So for you, it'd be next time around, likely, because North Carolina's already voted in the presidential primary. Trump won that state. But get involved in your local party. So in Charlotte, look up your county GOP party. That is how you become a delegate through that process. So get involved at the local level. Start today. Start attending those Republican meetings. Usually they're monthly or bi-monthly. That's how you get on the path to becoming ultimately a delegate next time around. You probably could be one in 4 years. And welcome as a new American. We will talk to you tomorrow on the show. Go to ACLJ.org. Have a great day.
It is a critical time for our nation, and the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. And now your support can really make a tremendous difference. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ Matching Challenge. If you make a gift now, it will be doubled. Please stand with the ACLJ right now and call 1-877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. Thank you for your support.